In agricultural news, the 17 finance ministers of the countries that use the euro converged on the EU headquarters today in a bid to save their currency and to protect Europe, the United States, Asia, and the rest of the global economy from a debt-induced financial tsunami. The ministers were discussing ideas that would have been taboo only recently, including ceding fiscal sovereignty to a central authority, some kind of elite group of euro nations that would guarantee one another's loans but require strong fiscal discipline from anyone wanting membership. Changes to existing eurozone rules are being touted as one way the eurozone can get out of its debt crisis, which has already forced bailouts of Greece, Ireland, and Portugal, and is threatening to engulf bigger economies, such as Italy, the eurozone's third largest. U.S. regulators and law enforcement officials believe a bankruptcy trustee has overestimated the amount of customer funds missing at MF Global. One source said yesterday that regulators believe at least $220 million is being double-counted by the trustee, taking the total shortfall at the brokerage to just under $1 billion. A law enforcement source told reporters last week that federal investigators also doubt the $1.2 billion figure. MF Global filed for Chapter 11 protection on October 31st after the New York-based company revealed it had made a $6.3 billion bet on European sovereign debt. France's highest court yesterday overturned the country's ban on growing a strain of genetically modified corn developed by U.S. biotech firm Monsanto, saying it was not sufficiently justified. The decision follows a ruling by the European Court of Justice in early September, saying France has based its decision to impose a moratorium on the growing of Monsanto's insect-resistant Mon 810 maize on the wrong EU legislation. But France's agriculture minister told reporters in Parliament that Paris would seek to maintain the ban despite the State Council's decision. And Oil World Today says that current low vegetable oil and oil meal prices may spark more import and Oil World Today says that current low vegetable oil and oil meal prices may spark more import and industrial buying in coming weeks as importers and industry rebuild supplies. Oil World says that vegetable oil prices in particular are expected to rise in the January-March 2012 quarter, when world production will be seasonally low and stocks are forecast to decline. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.